Thank you for listening to the official podcast of Live Church Orlando, where we encourage you to live your life His way. For more information about Live Church and other resources, please visit livechurchorlando.com.
The message today is, it's personal. Everybody say, it's personal. Say it kind of like, mind your business. Say, it's personal. Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, it's personal. Chill. Like, it's like somebody walking up to you like, hey, how much you make a year? I'm like, yeah. I wanted to get you all to see how I feel about it. It's personal right there. Don't just come up and ask me that. All right. The first scripture says that we are partakers of His divine nature. This, I want to say this every time in the beginning, and I don't mind risking boring you or risking you rolling your eyes like, I get it. I don't care. But this will always be true, and I want us to understand that you are not a caterpillar anymore, you're a butterfly. Everything is different. If any man be in Christ, he's an adjusted creature. He's a maneuvered creature. No creature. All things are, y'all don't sound like you believe it. Behold, all things are become new. All things are become new. So when we understand this, we'll expect new. We'll search for new. We'll try to do new. You understand what I'm saying? When we don't really grasp it, we'll get saved and stay the same. Most Christians get saved and live the same because we don't embrace the fact that we are new. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you are new, you try new things. When you understand that you are new, you search for new signs, new relationships, new conversations. Are you understanding what I'm saying? See, we make the burbs the hood by not changing. The burbs is like the suburbs, like good. I don't know if y'all know that. I'm sorry. Like good neighborhoods. Okay, good. We make it a bad neighborhood because we don't change. So don't blame the neighborhood. I can give you a mansion today. You can get a mansion today, and next week it'll have barbecue sauce in the corner. Because you don't take care of your one-bedroom apartment. So you think you're ready for the next level just because you grew out of the space, but you didn't grow here. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Why give you a new car so French fries can get stuck by the seatbelt? No, take care of the car you got now. Show God I'm ready and eligible for what's next. I'm new. I changed. Why would God bless you with more to mess up a new space? New. I'm new. I'm different. I go back to the same situation, but I'm different. Are you hearing me? Instead of walking the same path, I'm flying the same path. The caterpillar crawled to the cocoon, but flew. Y'all. Change. Understand, I'm changed. I'm totally different. The Bible says we are partakers of the divine nature. I love this scripture, and I'm going to keep talking about it. Divine nature. The word nature means it comes naturally. It's natural. But why would God say divine natural? That's almost a paradox. It's almost a... What's the word I'm looking for? Oxymoron. Thank you. It doesn't make sense. It's jumbo shrimp. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, what do you mean? Is it either jumbo or a shrimp? Like, no, it's divine nature. So we have a new set of what happens naturally. We have a new system of what happens naturally with us. In other words, when I'm a new creature in Christ, there are certain things I don't have to think about. It just happens. Tragedy hits my life, I don't cuss no more. I'm like, Lord, help me. I pray out of reflex. See, divine nature means new reflexes. Y'all, are y'all hearing what I'm saying? It's a new what comes naturally. So I want us to search. When you leave here today, point number one, search for new. Search for new. I don't even know if that's point number one, but I'm just going to say it like that. Search for new. Look for new. We moved to Orlando, and I went to the mall. I didn't expect to see nobody I knew in Philly. Hi, Philly. How you doing? Okay, good to see you. I'm from Jersey. I moved to a new place. I don't expect any of the same company here. I left that for a reason. Are y'all hearing me? So if I met people that talked like where I came from, I was not attracted to it. It made me itch. I'm allergic to what used to be. Who likes to hang around corpses? Who likes to hang around dead bodies? Who likes to do that? Nobody. You feel queasy. You feel weird. You feel like, yeah, that's how we're supposed to feel with our old life, with our old ways, with our old thoughts. Ew, I don't like, ew, I used to do that, ew. It's supposed to make you like, ooh. You ever look at an old picture of yourself like, I wore my hair like that? I wore that outfit. That's what I wore to prom. Ew. Because you're so not the same person. Are you hearing me? It's not just that the outfit was ugly. It's probably not to somebody. But you've changed so much that you won't even think to do that again in this new place. So understand that about salvation, period. I think we get saved and everything is the same in our lives. And I say it all the time, except our schedule. Everything is the same except, yeah, I'm saved, I go to church. Who cares? The devil goes to church. If nothing changed but your schedule, check your salvation. My mind should change. My desire should change. My craving should change. Something about me should be new. What's new? Ask your neighbor, what's new? What's new? What's new? What's new? You still talk the same. You still pop off the same. Still got the same attitude. Still got the same boo. Still got the same post. Still got the same thoughts. Still got the same attitude. What changed? What's the point of the power of God if everything's going to stay the same? What do you have power for? I don't want things to stay the same. I have partaken in the divine nature, new nature. Everybody say, I have a new nature. I have a new what comes naturally. I have a new. We got a little dog. His name is Louie. He's like a little, what is he? A Pomeranian, right? He's a teacup. Well, he's a small dog. So he's like this big, and it's the biggest he'll ever get. You know what I mean? He's like a year or something old. Cool. He's so small. He's so cute. Every once in a while, I see that he has a wolf nature. Every once in a while, he does wolfy things. And it's so cute because he's so small. I'm like, you don't even know how small you are. You don't even know how to just kick you back in your cage. You don't even know. I won't even waste a kick. I'll pluck you back in your cage. Go, get back in your cage, little boy. You get back in your cage. But he's snarling. He's so small, his voice so high, like. But he don't know he's small because he has a nature. Y'all quiet. He don't know that he's not scaring me because there's a nature in him to intimidate. We should have a nature no matter how small. Y'all, man. There's something in me that still snarls even though I'm facing something greater than me. There's something in me that ain't scared. There's a nature in me that's not intimidated. I know I'm small, but there's something in me greater than. Greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. No matter how big what you face is, snarl at it, bark at it. I don't care how high your voice is. There's a nature inside of you that's not intimidated. Tell your neighbor, I ain't never scared. Y'all got the wrong neighbor. Tell him, I ain't never scared. Bring it on. Bring it on. Whatever the issue is, whatever the storm is, whatever the trial is, bring it on. It's a nature in me that just ain't scared. When I want to get scared, the father of my nature be like, fear not. My bad. I'm back. When I do get scared, like, take courage. I'm back. My father won't let me fear. When I want to be troubled, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Stand up. Lift your head up. Lift your head, oh ye gates. What you doing crying? What you doing stressing? What you doing worrying? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who you serve? Don't you know who your daddy is? Ask your neighbor who your daddy is. Well, my father is rich with houses and land. He holds the world in the palm of his hand. A cattle on a thousand hills. Belongs to my God. My father is a healer, so I can never stay sick. My father's a provider, so I can never lack. My father, oh God. What? The Lord is
is my light. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Who shall I fear? Y'all quiet. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked and my enemies and my foes, they jump me. Anybody ever been jumped before? My enemies jump me to eat up my flesh. When they came to do it, they stumbled. Your enemies can't even attack you. They'll stumble before they get to you. Because you got something greater on the inside of you that even when they attempt to harm you. I gotta stop. What you scared of? What you scared of? I understand concern, but what you scared of? Be wise, be concerned, be responsible. Never scared. I'm sorry, y'all. Live for first-time visitors. Live is not a punk church. Mess with one of us if you want. Mess with one of us if you want. I ain't talking about physical fighting. Y'all, that's too beneath us. Woo, I'm talking about confidence. You mess with me if you want. I'll mess around and turn the other cheek. And when I do that, I activate heaven's, y'all quiet. When I do that, I activate something in the spirit that'll do worse to you than me slapping you back. Me hitting you back is too easy for you. That's too light of a, y'all quiet. If I hit you back, that's too light of a punishment. But if I turn the other cheek and let God get you. Look at your neighbor and say, let God get him. Let God get him. His hit hurt worse than your hit any day. Let God get him. Mess with me if you want. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Tell your neighbor, I wouldn't do that if I was you. If I were you, I would leave me alone. I feel Michael Jackson this morning, but I'm not going to do it. Leave me alone. I'm sorry. I'm back. I'm back, I said. Tell your neighbor, just stop dogging me around. Come on here, somebody. Leave me alone. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus Jackson this morning. Divine nature, new normals. So God sends us the Holy Ghost, the Bible says. I'll send you a comforter. I love the word comforter. For first-time visitors, I love the word comforter because out of all the things Jesus could have described the Holy Ghost as, he described him as the comforter, insinuating that you're still going to go through things. I know you're saved. I know you love me, but you're going to go through some stuff. So I'm not going to send the remover of problems. I'm going to send the comforter to comfort you while you go through it. You got to endure it. Sometimes God's response to hardness, my life is hard. God, my life is hard. This is hard. Endure hardness. As a good soldier, he doesn't snatch us out of all hard things. Some things he instructs us to endure. And when you endure, you express his power and his strength because I couldn't handle it on my own. The fact that I made it, I must have more strength than I. Y'all quiet. The fact that I made, y'all don't even know each other's testimony. The fact that you're here this morning, 12/21, Father's Day, June 18th, the fact that I'm sitting in the house of God in my right mind, able to laugh and smile, you have no idea what I've been through just this week. I can talk about the last 5 years, but just this week, the fact that I'm here shows that greater is, I know I got strength from somewhere. I got strength. I'm here. You don't even know. You have no clue what I dealt with to be here this morning. But we're here. He must love us. He's the comforter. The Bible says he abided with you. Look at the end. It says, now he shall be in you. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is inside of us. He is the Spirit of God. The next one. We're going to keep it moving. The Bible says that the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Infirmities mean weaknesses. Any weaknesses you have, the Spirit helps with that. He helps the areas of weakness in your life. If you're strong in relationships, weak in business, he helps your business. Yeah, everything is not a spiritual issue. Don't go to your job speaking in tongues. Lay hands on the boss's desk. That's wood. That's all. That's wood. Speaking tongues at home over your boss. Everything is not a Holy Ghost issue, but the Holy Ghost helps. You need more business savvy, that's all. You need more wisdom in business. You don't need the Holy Ghost to change your supervisor. You need to learn how the system works. I can't wait to talk about all that. So the Spirit helps our areas of weakness. So wherever you lack at, he builds you up so there's no lack in your life. He wants us whole in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Love him. Love him. So the Bible says God has prepared certain things that man can't even imagine. He's prepared it for those who love him. How many of you all love God today? Got it. Got it. Thank you. Unfortunately, you can't clap and say yeah to that. You actually have to live your love. Not saying that you don't, but love can only be lived, not replied to. Yes, I love. It's not a reply. It's a life. Love can only be lived. I like that. Love can only be lived. So I know you love God by how we live. Not by, yeah, I do. That wave looks so cute in here. It looks so nice. I love it. I wave too. I love them. But it can only be lived. If God would have waved from heaven, I love y'all, none of us would be saved. He had to come down and live his love and die. So I know you love God by what you sacrifice for him. Love is always sacrifice. For God so loved the world that he gave. Whoa, we love people that give to us. Oh, my God, I love Ty Jimmy. Oh, why you love him? His songs bless me. And when I see him, he gives me strength. He gives me, well, what are you giving me? If the only reason why you love somebody is because of what they do for you, you don't love them. You love what they do for you. You love how they make you feel. There's nothing wrong with that, but you don't love them. Love has to give. I love you, Ty. I love all your music. I love you. You love me for real? Yeah, let me tell you. This woman said this. I always say this testimony. I love you. He turned it. Oh. Let me tell you. First of all, I love all your music. I love all your songs. I just love you, Ty. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Okay, cool. See, I love every morning. My kids know this. Every morning I wake up, I make their breakfast, then I go, I work out till he turned it every day. My kids know the routine. I wake up, I get them breakfast, I go to YouTube. So I was like, you love me, but I'm not worth 99 cents. Okay, y'all. What do you give? Love gives, not takes. And I feel the spirit of conviction over all you YouTubers out there. In the name of Jesus, stop stealing from me. I can't even afford socks because y'all don't buy my music. All right. Amen. 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 Y'all was like, love gives. It gives. Love maneuvers. It compromises for the sake of the one you love. Period. So what have you compromised, maneuvered, adjusted, or changed for God? That's love. I don't got no problem with it. I actually like this, but if you don't like it, I'll adjust for you. Love. People are not ready to get married if you're not ready to adjust. You think you're ready for marriage because she's cute and he fine and he got money? That's movies. If you're ready to get married, you're saying, I'm ready to bend myself around someone else. See that? They ain't ready for the marriage counseling. I know y'all ain't ready for that, so we're going to save that for later. Eyes haven't seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for them that love him. I love that. But it has been revealed to us by the Spirit. So these things are not a mystery to us. The Spirit reveals them to us. We need the Holy Spirit so we'll know the mysteries of God. The Bible says, I'm reviewing quickly. The next one says, it's like no one knows the thoughts of a person except the person's spirit that lives in him. It's the same with God. No one knows the thoughts of God. Only the Spirit of God knows his thoughts. This is why we need the Holy Ghost. This is why we need the Holy Spirit, so we can know God's thoughts towards our life. What's going on with my life? Why is this a... You asking horoscopes? You asking? You, I'm an Aries, so that means that I'm going, okay. I'm not demonizing everything. The Bible says he puts signs in the stars, but we don't worship that. So that's why you can look at it like, oh my God, that's so true. That's me. That's me. We don't worship that, though. We don't follow that. So my point is, only the Spirit of God knows the mind of God. What does God think about what I'm going through? Ask the Spirit. What does God think about my life? Where am I going to be in 5 years? What should be my plan the next 30 days? What should be my plan the next 6 months? What am I doing with my life? Spirit knows. Spirit knows. So you can just be random, or you can get the information and the mysteries of God through the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, I need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We receive this world. Well, here we go. And we receive God's spirit, not the world's spirit. Two different spirits. We'll talk about this for a few minutes. I'm going to let you go. So we can know the wonderful things God has freely next given us. We have not received the spirit of the world, but God's spirit. Next one. Thank you so much. It says, yet when I'm among mature believers, I speak with words of wisdom, but not the kind of wisdom that belongs to this world. Somebody say this world. Or to the rulers of, somebody say this world. Next, who are soon forgotten. No, the wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God. There are mysteries in God that he reveals to us by the Spirit. There are certain mysteries that will never make sense to certain people because they're not spiritual. His plan that was previously hidden is, oh God, I can't even read all of this. I can't read all that. Thank you for that. There are mysteries. Let me just flow. There are mysteries of God that are hidden from non-believers that God will reveal to you by the Spirit. Mysteries. How is it that it doesn't make sense to give 10% of your earnings to God and he'll rebuke, the Bible says, the devourer. So anything devouring any part of your life, health, mental, spiritual, your family, any termite that's devouring the house of your life, God will stop it. He'll rebuke it. If we pay our tithes, that's Old Testament, that's under. But if you live by that, you receive by that. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? But that's a mystery to some. That doesn't make sense to a lot of people. But you have to understand, when the Spirit is speaking to you, it doesn't have to make sense to everybody. I'm gonna say that again. When the Spirit speaks to you, it doesn't have to make sense to everybody because it's personal. Let's keep going. I'm trying to walk light and not get too excited, because when I get too excited, I don't finish these. So here we go. We're talking about the Holy Spirit again. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man, I love this, y'all, listen to this, no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. And Jesus said, I'm going to go away, and where I go, you can't go with me. I love this. No man touched him, even though the Pharisees and the Sadducees hated Jesus. They was upset at him. No one could touch him because his hour had not yet come. Not because they wasn't mad enough, not because they didn't have a plan, not because they didn't have personnel and people to do it. They only couldn't touch him because his time had not come yet. You got to understand that. So no attack in your life is random. If anything ever lays hands on you, or if you're ever under attack, it's because it's your time. It's your time to be tested. Let me slow that down. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Y'all probably, okay. So it's your time to be tested. Your hour has not come, which is why no attack has come. If attack ever comes, that means God is like, they ready. They can handle it. They ready. Go ahead. Like Job. Y'all remember Job? No, Job, go ahead, do that. No, wait, don't do that. Don't touch his life. But go ahead, do that. He can handle it. And when he passed that test, the Bible says he received double. Woo! So problems and attacks come to multiply you. They come to elevate you. So if you're under attack by any means, if you can't sleep at night, if you're stressing, if you're going through financial things, understand God allowed it because it's your hour. It's your time. The enemy didn't sneak in behind God's back and attack. He has to get permission to give you problems. Did you hear me? The enemy has to give you permission. He has to get permission to give you problems. And if the problem comes, God is saying they're ready and I'm going to elevate them after they pass. Just pass the test. That's all I ask. Pass the test. That's all I ask. Go through. That's all I ask. Keep praising me. Keep believing in me. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your worship. Don't lose your praise.
Believe in me. So his hour was come. His hour had not come. That's why they couldn't touch him. And he said, where I'm going, next one, you can't go. He said, well, is he going to kill himself? He said, no, you are from beneath. This is what I want to say. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. Okay, this world is not this earth. I say it all the time, but I'm moving quickly. This world, when the Bible speaks of this world, it's not the earth. It's a conscious. It's a culture. It's a way of living. We were watching a documentary last night that Minister Stephen let me see. And in Thailand, everybody was prostituting. Yep. Like how we hang out at City Walk. Like that, like chilling, like girls just, hey, you good? What you need? Okay. Hey, you all right? Let me know. All right, cool. Every girl, half dressed, And so they were doing a documentary. It's like, is this cool with y'all? Why haven't the police officers shut this down? How come nobody's shutting this down? Where's your government? Where? So at this point, it's a way of life. At this point, it's just the culture. Like, cops are involved. Government is involved. Like, judges are probably sleeping with them. It's just the way of life. So no one challenges culture. Because authorities are involved with perpetuating it. Did y'all hear what I said? Now, I'm trying not to go somewhere. I'm trying not to go somewhere, but tell your neighbor, stay woke. There are certain things that they will never challenge because they're involved in it. There are certain areas will never get justice because the authorities. Oh, let me not talk about that. We'll never get justice in certain areas. And don't be narrow-minded thinking I'm talking about one thing. We'll never get justice in one area. We'll never get the right thing in one area. It'll never happen because the authorities that are over it perpetuate it. And they're involved. So they just let culture be. Drugs. How does it get in our state? How does all black men sell, if you're going to say that, we all sell drugs and we ain't even got a license. Where are we going to go to drive to get it? Okay, never mind. Don't let me start talking about this stuff, man. I want to stay on the Bible, not because, yo. Yeah, it gets kind of crazy after a while. So when we talk about this world, we're talking about the culture. We're talking about what's allowed. We're talking about what's perpetuated, what's put before our eyes, what's on CNN. What? CNN is nothing but blinders. It blinds you from what's really happening. It's directing you this way so we can do this over here. Never mind, let me not get political. I'm going to stay in the word. So, yeah, so you are of this world, this conscious, how everybody thinks. He's saying, you're from this world, but I'm from above. Jesus is from another kingdom. He doesn't abide by this world. The Bible says we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And you got to understand that this world is not only different, it's beneath. That's the point I want to make right here. I want to park it and say, this world is not just different or alternative. It's beneath. When you think like everybody in the street and you think it's cool and you just as ratchet, it's not just funny and you're different. You're beneath. When you club every weekend and just, I'm not on your life, but when you just do what everybody else does and according to this world and you so cool and all your snaps, it's just, you just relevant and you just, that's beneath. You have no idea the level you could be walking in. You have no idea the power you could be walking in. You have no idea the wisdom you could be walking in because you choose to stay cool. Cool is beneath. I feel like running. Jesus was never cool. Because he was from above. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? All right, he says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. They are higher. God's thoughts are not different. They are. Are y'all okay with this?
I should have kept talking about goodness and the good father, but this is real stuff right here. When you think like the Bible thinks and when you think like God, you choose to elevate yourself. But when you think like everybody else at the cookout, it's beneath. You cool and you fit in with everybody, but that's beneath. I made you to be above only and not beneath. I made you to be the lender and not the borrower. I made you to be the head, y'all quiet, live, and not the tail. Here we go. So where we at? Where we at? All right, let's talk about this world for a minute. It says, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Do you hear that? If you love your life, you'll lose it. If that's all you, I love it, because it's appointed unto man once to die. So as soon as you die, you're going to lose all that you love. He that loveth his life shall lose it, but he that hateth his life in this world, in this culture, I said it last time, my wife and I, almost, I hate this world. I'm telling y'all, I hate this world. I can't stand it. We can't watch movies. We see all kinds of signs and symbols in movies. And forget hidden things. Like I said last time, Disney got witches, warlocks, demons. I couldn't even enjoy the first black princess because it was all demonically influenced. And then New Orleans and witchcraft and voodoo. And like, man, this is Disney? Y'all quiet. I hate this world. This is the only option I got for my child? Nickelodeon got two girls kissing it. Never mind, y'all. I'm not judging, but that's the only option I got for my child? I hate this world. I hate this world. I can't function in it. I can't. And I like that. Because that means I'm from another world. When I'm uncomfortable here, that means it's not my home. Y'all quiet. See, y'all real comfortable right here. Y'all look real relaxed right here. But is there anybody uncomfortable down here? Is there anybody that has something on the inside of you that's saying, this can't be it. This can't be it. This can't be it. There's got to be something more. Let me move it quickly. I got 9 minutes. Stop deceiving yourselves. If you think you're wise by this world's standards, you need to become a fool to truly be wise. This might be a Father's Day message because we think we know it all. Babe, I think we're supposed to make a left. Nah. I try this every day. Babe, I got it. No humility, just pride, We know everything. Nah, what happened was, hold on. What happened was, we're so wise by this world's standards, but God has said, in order to get true wisdom, you got to become a fool. In other words, you got to abandon everything you think you know. That's why he says, when you come to me, come as a little child. Come open. Come understanding I don't know everything. Come humble. Come like teach me. See, and people who don't want to be that broken never get a real relationship with God. Are y'all hearing me? You stay foolish. You stay clouded. You don't have clarity. You don't have wisdom. You don't have the spirit. You don't have power because you refuse to become a child. That's what he's saying. You got to become a fool to be truly wise. Let me keep it moving. Where's the wise? Where's the scribe? Okay, let's start. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness, stupidity before God. That's where I'm going. Okay, cool. Next one says, be not conformed to this world. Thank you, Jesus. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see that? This world, your mind. This world, your mind. This world, your mind. Your world is in your mind. That's your world. Your mind. That's your world right there. Everybody has a different world. And that's funny. I love a different world. That was good, right? It wasn't better than the Cosby's, though, but I like it. It was cool, though, right? It was kind of... I'm sorry. I'm back. So, be not conformed to this culture. Don't become like them, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, we talked about it a while ago. There's two forms here. There's conform and there's transform. Conform, transform. Con means to be swindled.
Yeah, it means to be tricked. You ever heard of a con artist? Yeah, they'd be like, pick a card. Why, right, which one is the nickel under? That one. Nope. Ah, $5 more. I'm sorry. They're swindling you. They're con artists. They're tricking you. So when you conform to this world, you're being tricked out of an inheritance. You're being swindled out of an identity. Are y'all hearing me? You're missing a blessing trying to conform. Don't get conned out of your... Don't get swindled out of your destiny trying to become like the world. Oh, God. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Thank you, Jesus. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, whereas in times past you walked according to the course of this world and according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. I love that, and I got 5 minutes. I'm going to say it really quickly. I don't want to bore you guys, but this information is what we need. I'm trying to tell you. All right. It says, you have he quickened. Quickened means to come alive. Old school church used to just, we don't do that no more, but that means something just came alive in me. Y'all missing what I'm saying tonight. When someone is lifeless and not responding, when they get those defibrillators and they shock you, when you come back to life, you quicken. Good God Almighty, I feel old school Pentecost right here. They just used to quicken. Y'all don't know about quickening because your spirit is not alive. Your spirit is dead. Anybody got an alive spirit in here? Just move a little to the right, like, whoa. If your spirit is alive, move a little to the left, like, hey. That means I'm alive. I'm not trying to scare you, but something in me just woke up. I'm not trying to scare you, but purpose just came alive. I'm not trying to scare you, but my anointing just shifted. I'm not trying to scare you, but something. Woo, I feel like old school. Hey, I'm quick. I can't stop myself now. Woo, my spirit is alive. And you have he quickened. Look at your neighbor and say, shake yourself. Yeah, you falling asleep into this world system. Wake up! Shake yourself. I feel like running in here. I wish I could grab somebody by their shoulders and say, wake up! You, in times past, you walk according to the course of this world. Course we talked about, and I'm ending. This is my first closing. I got two more, okay? At least I'm being honest. Course. Course means the progression. The progression, the way up. The course of this world, the progression, the progression. I said it before, a jazz progression, a jazz movement is like, never mind, y'all don't like jazz at the church. Y'all like. I'm trying to make a point. My point is like a million songs sound like that because it's just a progression. Here's a gospel progression for some of you all. Let me do a gospel one. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before. Boom, 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 boom. Gotta be a circus for these church people. I gotta do all that. Y'all don't pay me enough. Jesus. But that's a progression. Even if I don't know the song, I can tell where it's going. I can say, bop, 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 bop. And all y'all say, man, because that's where it ends up. That's the course. That's the course. That's the way it goes. I don't have to know it in detail to know how it goes. So the Bible is saying we walked according to the course of this world. You might not have sinned every day, but your course, your progression. Watch your progression. Are y'all hearing me? Watch your progressive thoughts. Watch your progressive behavior. Watch your progressive attitude. Watch. Course means it has an inevitable end. I know how it's going to end up. I said it before. People who sell drugs, they're going to either end up in jail. See, y'all finished it. Because that's the inevitable result. So be careful that you're not on course.
That spirit, the Bible says, that spirit now works in children of disobedience. The spirit of the enemy, I'm closing the second one, is now in it works in the children of disobedience. Wow, that spirit of darkness, that spirit of the power, the prince of the power of the air works in disobedient children. So if I'm obedient, I render the enemy powerless. When I'm obedient, I make the devil powerless. Are y'all hearing me? Not when I fast and pray, that helps. Not when I speak in tongues and shout, that helps. Not when I, you know, roll around the floor, but when I'm obedient, the enemy's fire is put out, period. Are y'all hearing me? So you can get the devil out of your life, not just by oil and slinging oil, just obey. Because his ways work in children of disobedience. Are you hearing me? So if I can change my heart and become an obedient child, I create a force field around my life where the enemy has no access. Somebody say, just obey. Say it again, just obey. Uh-oh, here we go. Here we go. You adulteresses. Know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world maketh himself an enemy of God. He meant that so bad he said it twice. Do you hear that? Do you see that? Friendship of the world, enemy of God. See, it didn't say family of the, because you're born in sin. You're born like related to sin. So I'm not talking about your habits or your, no, I'm not talking about the weaknesses and the times you fall short. That's sin nature. Got that. I'm talking about friendship with the world. Friend is something you choose. Are you hearing me? So this culture and this way of life is something you choose. If you choose to live like the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. Not if you make mistakes, the same type of mistakes the world makes. That's sin nature. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? But choosing to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. But Jesus answered, I'm closing. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So we have this dark world. We have this world that's against God. We have this culture that has no respect of God. The wisdom of the world is beneath the wisdom of God. But yet in this dark world, there is a light. Woo! Jesus, I'm about to preach here. Jesus is the light of this world. No matter how dark it is, there is a light still in. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? There still is a light in darkness, and Jesus is that light. Jesus is your way out. Jesus is your way in. Jesus is your access. Jesus is your escape. Jesus is your healer. Jesus is your way maker. Jesus is your provider. Jesus is your deliverer. Jesus is your savior. Jesus is your peace. Jesus! He's the light of the world. I'm so glad this world has a light, because I would be hopeless if all I had with this world. But there is a light of this world, and there's Jesus. Woo. 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 There is a hope in all of this darkness. I got 2 minutes left. There's a hope, and he is Jesus. Jesus is the light of this world. Here we go. Look at this, y'all. A few more. This is the condemnation. This is why people feel condemned or bad. This is the condemnation. That light is coming to the world. Thank God for Jesus. Jesus came into this world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. We love darkness rather than light because our deeds are evil. Yeah, because the heart is dark, the mind entertains dark thoughts. Are you hearing me? That's why the Holy Spirit comes in, to change our heart. So now that I'm saved, I have a new posture. There's light. Now salvation process is renewing my mind. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil, not because of Satan. See, we give the devil too much credit, too. We give him a lot of credit. The devil made me do it. No, we wanted to do something. I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it. You have more power than Satan to do wrong and to do right. I'm going to say that slower. You have more power than Satan to do wrong and to do right. Otherwise, he would have made Eve eat the fruit. He didn't make her because he couldn't. The devil can't make you do anything. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I feel like the devil can't make you do anything. If you do wrong, you chose it. All right, let me keep moving. I'm sorry. Don't do the next one. Do the one after that. Let me get out of here. Let me get y'all out of here. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. It's God working in you to give you the will to do what pleases him. Anytime you do anything that pleases God, he's working in you. Are y'all hearing me? He's working in you. Somebody say, he's working in me. He's got to be. He's working in me. He's working in me. If I ever want to pray ever in my life, it's not my flesh that want to pray. It's him working in me. Have you ever find yourself, hey, let's just pray. Ever. I don't care if it's a church. Have you ever said that? Okay, so God is in you. That's what I'm saying. Anytime you're here today, your flesh don't want to be here. Some of your parents made you come, so I know you. Anytime you do anything that pleases God, it's God working in you, giving you the will to please himself. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I'm telling you, you have more of a measure of God than you think. Don't count yourself out because you ain't up here preaching or you ain't leading the choir. Oh, man, they got more. No. If you ever do anything remotely good, that's God working in you. Tell somebody he's working in me. He's working in me. Woo, y'all quiet. Tell your other neighbor he's working in me. Don't count me out. Don't count me out because you knew what I did or you know my past or you know what happened in my life. No, he's working in me. Woo, different measures, different levels, but he's working in all of us at different times and different seasons, but he's working in all of us. That's why you can't judge anybody. It's personal. It's personal. Let me end it. Go to the last one again. I ended with this last week. The next to last one. I'm sorry. It's still like four slides, but I want to end it. This is the point. I ended it here last week, and I want to end it here this week again. Understand this, people of God. No, not that. Oh, yeah, that one. At the end, it says, this is the new covenant I will make with my people. On that day, says the Lord. Somebody say, new covenant. I'm ending it right here. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. God is dealing with you personally now. All right? He spoke by different prophets in the Old Testament. Elijah is the only one that heard God. Moses, the only one that heard God. Joshua, the only one that heard God. Daniel, Samson, his spirit was upon just one at a time. Elisha had to get a double portion to say, because one at a time. Jonah even had the spirit of God. Like, one at a time, he dealt with one man to deal with all nations. In the New Testament, he had Jesus. Just listen to Jesus, and he covers everybody. Now he's saying, I'm going to deal with you personally. You ain't got to hear from Pastor Todd. You ain't got to hear from Bishop Nobody. I'm going to write my law on your heart. I'm going to put my ways on your mind. Are y'all hearing me? This time I'm going to make it personal. You don't need anything outside or exterior to deal with me. You come directly to me. You talk directly to me. I'm going to put my way in your heart. Isn't he a good father? Isn't he a good father? Isn't he a good father? It's personal. Number one, don't judge other people. They might have different laws written on them. Are you hearing me? Tattoos are not a big deal for me. I got tats. Somebody else. Don't do that. Just say, I'm not getting tats. Because I got something else written on my heart and in my mind. That's all. I wear an earring. Well, I used to. People demonize me for that. Don't demonize. Just say, that's not the law I got. That's it. It's personal. It's personal. When I had long hair, I couldn't go to certain churches. I was uninvited places because I had locks. I was uninvited. They heard my songs on the radio, but when they saw my face on the flyer, they uninvited, they disinvited, however you say it, I got kicked off the show. Because they got another law written than I do. Live is not going to be a place where we judge each other by the same standards that, no, 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 no. Get off of God's people. Take your hand off of God's people. Take that judgment. No, leave them alone. Even as we deal with certain subjects and taboo topics, such as sexuality. Yeah, as we talk about those things, leave them alone. You don't have a right to judge or condemn or to say, hold on, because the Bible says, hold on. The Bible says, go forth. You see that? I could easily be like, hold on, the Bible also says, stand still. And who got time to invest energy to judge somebody else? Who cares? That's one side of it. Don't judge others. That's one. The other side of it is understand that God is dealing with you personally. This is the bigger side. Because I could teach don't judge all day, and we all be like, yeah, because nobody wants to be judged. But the other side, which is the bigger side, is, yo, he's talking to you. He's speaking to you. I was talking to Minister Stephen yesterday. I don't want it to be a big deal at Liv that God speaks. Like, duh. I was talking to somebody who got a prophecy the other day, and I believe in prophecy. And they was like, I was just crying, like, oh my God, the prophet told me that. I was like, cool. You didn't know that? Like, no, just the fact that God will stop a whole service to speak to me, he'll speak to you Tuesday too. You know that, right? It's not gonna be a big deal that God moves. It's a relationship. Like, yeah. Nobody lifts their eyebrows when I say, you know what? I was talking to my wife the other day, and she said, listen, she said, Todd, nobody's like, you talk to your wife, and she spoke back. Nobody does that. We're married. Well, we're the bride of Christ. It shouldn't be a big deal if our spouse speaks to us. Are y'all hearing me? Look at your neighbor up and down the row and say, hear from God this week. I said, look up and down your row and say, hear from God this week. Hear from him. Open your ear. Open your heart. Open your spirit. Open your soul. Let him speak to you. I believe in prophets. I believe in it. But I don't like when prophets shut down the whole service and it's such a big deal that God speaks. He speaks every day. He speaks every minute. He speaks every moment unless he's not speaking. Healing is not going to be a big deal here. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It's supposed to happen. I'm a believer. It's not a special thing. It's an advantage that I have. It's normal. Oh my God, they came in on a wheelchair and they walked out. Yep, that's God. Normal. I'm done. There's a movie called Norbit. I can't wait to do Live at the movies. Oh, it's going to be so fun. I love Eddie Murphy too. So there's a movie called Norbit out. At the end of the scene, at the end, near the end, so Retribution's in there with her brothers in the church, and she chewing gum like. Somebody said, like, could y'all, they turned around to them and said, could y'all be quiet, please? And the brother was like, poof, like punched him in the face. But he had to reach across Retribution to punch him, and then he came back. Retribution was like, it was like, pow. She didn't flinch. She didn't budge. She didn't move. Your brother just punched somebody in church, but she didn't budge because it's normal. It's regular to her. You understand what I'm saying? Healing is regular to us. Deliverance is regular to us. Provision is normal for us. That's what happens when you're in the kingdom. That's the benefit we have for being with Christ. I'm not saying let's take the sacredness and the special You know, I'm not saying let's take that from it. You can't take the glory. We're not taking the glory. But to put it on it like it's so unusual is embarrassing to his power. It's embarrassing to his power. So this week, next week, for the rest of your days, hear from God. He's dealing with you personally. Not just your pastor, not just people. No, you. You.
Thanks for listening to today's message. We pray you are blessed by God's word. If you would like to partner with us so that we can continue sharing the gospel around the world, please visit livechurchorlando.com.